Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amabez by the two dots, a couple of lines up from the bottom. Yesterday's discussion we had, the second half of the daf, was about the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who said in our Mishnah that we compare Asham to Chatas, that just like Chatas is unique, so too Asham is like Chatas. And we had a couple of suggestions. What exactly is the makar for Asham being like Chatas? The one that was accepted, the one that was number three, was Kachatas Ka Asham. The Hekish comparing them, Ma Chatas Shalolishma Pasal of Asham Shalolishma Pasal. Rashi quoted, Ein Mishivin Ala Hekish. Again, Hekish is a big topic, but Rashi and Sanhedrin seems to say it's Kilu Mefurish Bekra, which is makes it a very strong one of the Yud Gimel, it's not one of the Yud Gimel Midos, which is also interesting. Which one is it included in? It's not one of the 13 in Rabbi Shmuel, but it's definitely one of the Midos, Shatar Nidreshes Bahen. It's similar to Smuchin. Most of the time we assume that Hekish is two items mentioned in the same Pasuk, while Smuchin are two items mentioned in consecutive psukim. Right? That's the difference between smuchin, whether we know the machlokas about whether they're darshinan smuchin or lo darshinan smuchin. And maybe Sefer Dvarim is different than the rest of the Torah discussed in Maseches Brachas. But either way, Hekesh is a very strong limud and midah, and that is the third suggestion that the Gemara has, and that's the ultimate what Rabbi Eliezer holds. The Gemara went into, a little bit later on the Amud, how far do you take this? Right, we know Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't argue with other halachos that are learned out from the psukim. Like Rabbi Eliezer does not say that the zrikos of the asham are also like chatos, that they're on the chronos of the mizbeach and they're four zrikos and they're with the finger and they're with the on the chuda. So the Gemara went into how far do you take this, and back and forth. You know, where does asham stand as compared to the other Karbanos, and Rabbi Eliezer, we know, puts Asham and Chatas closer together, but they're not exactly the same, while the other Tanaim say, no, that Asham, yes, it's Baal Chet, but it's not exactly like Chatas. I didn't mention one other fascinating source, and then we'll get into the two dots, that's the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Naso, where we know the Nesiim are meant to bring all the Karbanos to start off the Chanukas HaMishkan, and they bring all of the types of Karbanos, right? All the laning that we know from Chanukah, Karbano, Karas Kesef, Achash, Mishkalam, Ezrok, Achad Kesef, Shivim Shechab, Shechal HaKodesh, and all the Karbanos. And we know they bring an Ola, and a Chatas, and all the different Karbanos, and a Mincha, and the Ktores, and the one that is not on the list is Asham. The Asham is not there on the list. So the Ramban says there, just as in one passing line, the Ramban says, well, Asham is Chatas anyway. So that's, you know, just reading that, we wouldn't catch it. But, you know, after learning our daf yesterday, so it takes on added significance. That's the Ramban in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Bamidbar, says the Ramban, Chinchu anasiyim es ha-mizbeach b'chol aminim akrevim olav. The Nesiim are mechanech l'mizbeach with all the minim. Al kein heviu, mincha uktores v'ola v'chatas v'shlamim. All of them. V'aktores v'chatas harashah. Right, that was pretty unusual. Usually you don't bring a chatas unless you did an aveira. Usually you don't bring the ktores except once a day. Right, or half, or partially. She'enam boim edadava. Avala hashlim b'chanuka kala karbanos nasa kein. Ki'en Yisrael makrivim zulasi elu karbanos bovad. Because these are the only karbanos that Klal Yisrael bring. Again, mincha, ktores, ola, chatas, shlamim. And then he adds, these are all the karbanos. Ki achatas v'ha'asham dover echad v'shem echad hu. It is one thing and one idea. V'tora achas lohem. Right, so he's not arguing like Rabbi Eliezer, but he's saying, even according to the Rabbanan, right? Everybody holds there's an affinity between the Chatas and the Asham. Not that, and even if you want to say there are differences in Halacha, but they are in the same Ruach, right? Rabbi Shavel writes on the bottom, right? V'yafal pisha mechulakim bizrika in nasan matan achas kibre b'di'evet. Right? B'di'evet, all the zrikos, all you need is one b'di'evet. V'hinei, and then and the Ramban continues and talks about the Chanukah. But again, it's an important, just one little line in that Ramban there at the end of Parshas Naso. Again, a lot of a topic that we'll have to come back to. We mentioned it already. It comes back over and over again, the relationship between the different karbanos. We mentioned earlier, if you remember, when we had the concept of Asham Shenita L'Ri'iyah, we spoke about the connection between Asham and Ola, Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether that's a Dinda or Raisa that you need Nituk or not. If you have one of the five Chata'os that are considered Mesos, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, the Vlad Chatas, Tamuris Chatas, Nischapru Ba'acher, the five Chatos, and Asham, the parallel ones, are sent out to graze to get a mum, and then we bring with that money an Ola. So is that a Dinda Araisa that we have to be menatik them and send them out to the field or not? If you say it's not a Dinda Araisa, so on a Daraisa level, an Asham Kibesh be brought as a Chatas, and Nitak L'Ri'iyah, bringing the Dumim, is a Dinda Rabbanan, so that makes Asham closer to Ola. Right, a little bit of Ola in it, the shame Ola, as we saw some of the acronym earlier. But again, this is one of the major topics here in Kadshim, in Zvachim, the relationship between all of the karbanos. It's specifically Asham, which has unique characteristics similar to Chatas and similar to Ola. So now we go into another area that we can see the relationship, and that is a din that's mefurish in the Torah about chatas. And the question is, does it extend to Asham and to the others? The pasuk tells us, right, we're up to the Tznan Hasam now, we're about to quote the Mishnah, that comes up later on Daf Pei Aleph, but the background to the Mishnah is the pasuk in Vayikra, in Perek Vav Pasuk Chav Gimel. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Tzav, V'kol chatas, asher yuva midama el oel moed, any chatas whose blood is brought into the Ol Moed, l'chaper b'kodesh, to bring a kapara, lo se'achel, shall not be eaten, bo'esh tisarev. So what is that referring to? So you read the pasuk, it sounds like maybe something that you're supposed to do. Any chatas whose blood goes in, but then it says, bo'esh, lo se'achel, bo'esh tisarev. So the Chazal tell us, and that's the Mishnah later on, that this pasuk is referring to a case where blood came in when it wasn't supposed to go in. Yeah, blood of a chatas that's supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and it's brought inside illegally against Halacha. The Rashi there says, on that pasuk, Shem Hichris Bidama Chatas HaChitzona Lifnim Psula. That's Chatas. And then Rashi says on, Vichol Larabos Shar Kachim. Meaning, even though the pasuk is about Dam Chatas, all Kachim are included. That is Rashi, and that is taking a stand on one of the Shitas. So if you look there for a minute, in the full Mishnah, there on Daf Pei Aleph Amabez, the Mishnah says on the bottom in Parakol HaSvachim, Hanit, the second half of the Mishnah. Right, if you bring the blood inside and then you bring it outside, then you bring it inside, machlokas rishonim, machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Akiva posel, v'chachamim machshirim. Rabbi Akiva omar, kol damim shenichnusu l'chaper behechol psulim. Rabbi Akiva says, all dam. Rashi's passing like Rabbi Akiva. All dam that goes in where there it's not supposed to go, so it passels. V'chachamim omrim, chatos bilvad. The Chum say only Chatos. That's what it says in the Pasuk, right? And that's what the Rambam paskins. It's interesting. Machlokas is Rashi passing like Rabbi Akiva. Machlokas Rambam and Rashi. And then Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afa Asham, Shedemar Kachatas Ka Asham. 3 days in the Tanoim, just Chatos, also Asham, classic Rabbi Eliezer, or all the Karbanos, learned out from the word Vichol. Right? That's the three-way Machlokas Tanoim there on Pei Aleph on the base. So here, our Gemara quotes that again in this context, because we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer and the comparison of Chatas and Asham. So says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, Shahaya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kal Damam Shenichnasula Heichal Lachaper Psulim. Rabbi Akiva holds all damim that goes into the Heichal, that goes in where it's not supposed to go. When is blood supposed to be in the Heichal? The only blood that's supposed to be in the Heichal is on Yom Kippur and the Chatos Pnimios, where the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach Ha Pnimi. Right? Each of the Mizbechos have three names. Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mizbeach HaKtores, and that's the inner one, and the outer one is the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and the Mizbeach HaOla, and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, right? All of the outer ones. The inner one also has three names. So if it's brought inside, so that it's supposed to be brought in, then fine. But if it's not supposed to be brought in, like all other bloods, most bloods, then apostles. Rabbi Kiva says, all karbanos, learned out from the extra word, vichol. V'chachavim omrim, and the chavim say, chatas bovad, only chatas. Rabbi Eliezer omer, afa asham. Rabbi Elazar says, "Oh, even Asham Shneimar Kachatas Ka'asham." So that is the three deos in the Mishnah quoted here. Says the Gemara, "Bishlama Rabbi Eliezer Kedekarmar Taimai." On the Sinner Rabbi Eliezer, he explains why also Asham Kachatas Ka'asham. El Rabbanon, my taima. What is the shita for the Rabbanon? What do you mean? What's the shita for the Rabbanon? So they don't hold of that. Rashi, Havadai iskish asham lachatos. Wow, right? Even according to the Chachamim, right? Logically, we might have said that there's a connection between the two. So therefore, why don't we say, right? What about that hekish? El Rabbanon, my taima. So Amar Rava, asham nichnas damo lefnim pasul amasis amrit. You can't say Dam Asham that goes inside from where it's supposed to go. You can't say it's going to be Pasol. Kal v'chomer me'ola. Kal v'chomer from Ola. Why? And it gets similar to some of the svaras that we were saying on yesterday's daf. Ma'ola shehi kalil. If an Ola, which is so extreme and chomer that it is all burned on the Mizbeach, and Ola is kalil, nichnas dama lefnim kshera. And yet, even though it's so chomer, but if its blood goes in, then it's kshera. It's not going to pasul the carbon, so asham she'enu kalil lo kal shekein. So an asham which isn't kalil, it doesn't have that nature like an ola, surely should not pasul. If ola, which is so chomer, doesn't pasul, surely asham. So that kal v'chomer tells us that we shouldn't understand the hekesh to include this idea. So Gemara says ma'la ola shekein ena machaperas. What do you mean? Ola is not machaper. So maybe that's why it does not pasul. But maybe when it comes to asham, which is mechaper, it should be like chatas, right? Even though it's not kalil, but it has a different chumrah. Again, there are many gemaras throughout this masechta going through the uniquenesses of each karban and saying this is more chumrah than this and this is more chumrah than that. So we have this gemara, the gemaras later on. Again, many gemaras that are compare and contrast the details of halacha between the karbanos. So here, ola is more chamor than it's kalil, but it's not machaper. So maybe that's why asham is more chamor. So its blood should be pus. The carbon should be pusle if the blood goes in. So where it says minchas chote tochiach. No, just because something is machaper doesn't mean that it is going to become pusle. Because look at the minchas chote. The minchas chote of an ola v'yored, right? We know the chatas, right? That's based on the sliding scale financial status. So if somebody is very poor and they bring their dali, so they bring a mincha, right? That will prove that's machaper. And if it goes in, so it's not nifsal. Right, just because something is mechaper doesn't mean that it's nifsal. Right, Rashi says, "Tochiach shemechaperes v'yem nichnasal lifnim kshera to lo pasul akasav el adam." Right, you don't have any makor to say that if the kometz goes in where it's not supposed to go, it's going to pasul the karban. No, you don't have a makor like that. You only have dam if the dam goes in. So that's why asham is not going to be included. Again, we wanted to say it's kosher because of Kavachomer from Ola. They were like, maybe Ola is not such a Kavachomer because Asham has a nature. It's Mechaper, that's why it's a pasul. No, Minchas Chote also has that nature, and it is not Mechaper. Says the Gemara, Velema, Chatas Ha'of Tochiach. So what about Chatas Ha'of? Chatas Ha'of is a Chatas, and it's blood, and that is also a Mechaper. So the Gemara says, Chatas Ha'of, Bayad Rabbi Avinhi. Well, we're not sure. Rabbi Avin has that suffix about whether the blood of the chatas that goes in, maybe it only applies to behemos. Maybe it doesn't apply to ofos. You can't bring a proof from there if we have a suffix about that bechlal. Says the Gemara of Alifroch, Mala Minchas Chote, Shekein Eina Min Zevach. So why don't we say, well, Minchas Chote can't be a good makar to teach me that there's a mechaper that doesn't pasul, and therefore Asham should be like that, because that's a different category. Minchas Chote is a different category of karban. As we know, it's not a min zevach. It's not shechted, even though there's a parallel. As we mentioned, there's a parallel between, actually we'll get to that by the Shem in a few minutes, but we'll mention it already now. There's a parallel between the four avodos done by a karban mincha and the four avodos done by a animal karban, right? We mention often, shechita kabbalah holachas rika, the four avodos of behema, shechita, shechting, catching the blood, kabbalah, holacha, taking it to the mizbeach, and zrika. We'll get to soon, Be'ez Hashem, that maybe you can get away without holacha if you do the shechita right next to the mizbeach. So holacha lava vodahi, we'll have to see what that might mean. We've already discussed a little bit, shechita lava vodahi, zrika is unique, right? That's the one that's Mechaper, we saw yesterday. That's the only one that according to Rashi and Tosfos and the Pasha of the Gemara has Shinui Bailim. Again, each Avoda is unique. Each Karbon is unique, each Avoda is unique. The Avodas are not counted as separate mitzvos. The Karbonos are counted as separate. Right, Ola is a mitzvah and Chatas is a mitzvah, one of the 613. The Avodos are not counted separately. But either way, Mincha also has four Avodos. Mincha has the Kemitza. First we put the carbon, the flour, into a klisharis. Then we do Kemitza from it. The Kohen sticks in his right hand and takes flour with his hand and rubs off with his thumb and his pinky and all that is under his three middle fingers. That's the Kometz of the Mincha. So that is like the blood. That is like the blood. We take, the coin takes that and puts that into another Kli Sharis. And that is like Kabbalah Sadam. And then he takes that over to the Mizbeach, and then is Maktir it. Maktir the Kometz, and Maktir the little flour, and that's like the Zrika. And then after that, the rest of the Mincha could be eaten by the Kohanim, as long as it is a regular Mincha, Minchas Yisrael. A Mincha that a Kohen himself brings, Minchas Kohen, then it's Khalil Tuktar. As the Pasuk says in Tzav, it's totally burnt. That's the special din of a Minchas Kohen, which we'll have to, Bez Shem, talk about the reasons for that. But either way, the Gemara gets back to, how can you bring a Makar, a model from Minchas Chote anyway? It's not Min Zevach, right? It's a different type of category. So the Gemara says, Ola Tochiach. Ola will prove that that is not, that you don't need that. So the Chazar Adin, and you team up, Lo Rai Zeh, Karai Zeh, Lo Rai Zeh, Karai Zeh. They're not exactly the same. Hatarashava Shabahem, Shein Kachi Kachim, Vinichnas Lifnim Ksherin, right? The parallel between the two of Ola, Olas Behema, and Minchas Chote. They're both Kachi Kachim, right? Ola's Kachi Kachim, and all Minchas are Kachi Kachim. A Yisrael will never eat a carbon Mincha, right? All Minchas are Kachi Kachim. So, what's the parallel between them? They're both not Pasol if Nichnas whatever part of their item with him, right, Mincha and also the Dam, Savani Yaviasham, Shukadish Kadashiv, Nikhazam Lefnim, Kasher. Right? So that's why we learn that, and that Limud overrides, even if you want to say, as Rashi said at the beginning of the Sugya, that there is some type of connection between Chatas and Asham, according to everybody, right? That was the question, he's even within the Rabbanan. Not Rabbi Eliezer, still this Limud would override and teach us that it doesn't go fully. Good. Says the Gemara, continuing. Amar le Rava mi Barnish le Rav Ashi. V'lifroch, how about the following? V'lifroch ma la tzad ha-shava shebehen, shekein ein lahem kitzva. Torah ba-Hashem yesh lo kitzva. As we said yesterday, Hashem has a uniqueness. Hashem has a minimum amount that it has to cost. It's an expensive karban. It has a kitzva. So maybe that should make Hashem different. That's why it's more chamor. And maybe each dam should pasul when it goes in. Says the Gemara, Ella, that's the Brisker Rav here has the Chakira, how much of that halacha is,
did I bring the Brisker Rav?
Yeah. How much of that halacha of din kitzva, is that a din in the asham itself, in the gufa karban? It has to be worth a certain amount? Or how much is it a din in the gavra? The gavra has to spend that amount on the asham. And there could be nafkaminas between the two. What if you spend that amount, but it's not really worth that amount? Right, so is it, how much is it? So says the Brisker Rav, Makshinan v'lifrach malat ha'ashava shemem shekin ein lam kitzva, mishem hachi lo mifsali, kishamachas damon lefnim. Torah ba'asham sheish lo kitzva, v'yim kein chomer hu lifsol kishamachas lefnim. U'mizeh yesh lo havi raya. From the fact that the Gemara brought this here, I think it's a raya. The din kitzvas ha'asham eino din b'chovas ha'bailam dafka shemechuyavim lahavi b'shovi shtei kesef. It's not just a din in the chovas ha'bailim, because then what does that have to do with the inherent karban about the dam going in? If it's just as chovas ha'gavra, it shouldn't change the status of the animal and the parts of the animal. So I think, says the Brisker Rav, elohu din b'hachefza shel ha'asham lios b'damav kesef shkalim. Right, the chefsa of the karban, and that makes it more chamor. If it's just a din in a maisa hamechuyeves by the gavra, it's not as relevant to our discussion. So the Brisker Rav assumes that our Gemara proves that it's a din of the chefsa of the karban asham, the karban, and not just a din in the chovas hagavra. So that's the question. asks Rava mi bar nishla Rav Ashi. So why don't you say Asham is different, and therefore maybe Asham should be included in the psul if dam nechas lefnim elahainu taima derabanan. So Mara says, really, it's based on a different limud. This is the reason for the rabanan. To Amar kra dama. The pasuk that we read before in Perek Vav pasuk Chaf Gimel, it says dama its blood, the blood of the chatas. Dama shall zu, below dama shall acher. Only the blood, this blood, is apostles, but not a dam of a different carbon. Ve'idach, and what would Rebbe Eliezer or Rebbe Akiva say back? Dama below basara. No, only it's dam, if it's nichnas, it apostles. But if the basar goes into the hechal, oh, it's a special din of the dam. The dam has a lot of significance in the world of karbanos. Right, even outside the world of the karbanos, ki adam hu anefesh. Right, the dam of a person is symbolic of the person. We know a certain amount of dam in an ohel creates tumas ohel, even though other parts of a body, you know, might not create that. But the dam has significance outside of kachim, and also has a significance within kachim. So here too, dam velo basara, the dam goes in, it does not pass. V'idach dam dama. The other one also darshens that. The extra phrase dam, it could have said dam, and it says dama, so you also darshen that. V'idach dam dama velo darish. Fine. The other one doesn't darshen the extra one, and therefore, he doesn't hold of it. Period. Bishlam al Rabbanan da Amri Asham Sheshaftu Shelo Lishma Kasher. I understand according to the Rabbanan that we hold that an Asham, as we know, back in the first Mishnah, an Asham Sheshaftu Shelo Lishma is Kasher. Hainu de'iskish mincha lachatas mincha la'asham. We know there's a pasuk in Parshat Tzav which compares a mincha both to chatas and to asham. So we understand there are certain parallels that mincha is like a chatas and certain parallels that it's like an asham. Ditanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodesh Kadashim hi kachatas v'kasham. That's the pasuk by a mincha. It's Kodesh Kadashim, like a chatas and an asham. In what way? Minchas chote harei hi kachatas, ulafichach, kamsa shalol lishma psula. We'll learn that in the first Mishnah in Menachos. Right? Just like a carbon chatas is pasul shalol lishma, a minchas chote is pasul shalol lishma. So a mincha is like a chatas in that regard. If you have a minchas chote, that it's shalol lishma, then it's pasul. Minchas nedava harehi ka'asham. But a minchas nedava is like an asham. A minchas nedava could be brought by one person, can be brought by cannot be brought by two people, as we learned earlier. But minchas nedava harehi ka'asham. Laficha kamsa shalol lishma k'sheira. So according to the Rabbanan, that Asham is not like chatas in our Mishnah. So then you understand the pasuk in Parsha Sav that a mincha could sometimes be like a chatas and sometimes be like an asham. Right? A minchas chote is like a chatas. A minchas nedava is like an asham. El Rebbe Eliezer, l'may hilchas ha'iskish minchas l'chatas mincha l'asham. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, kiven chatas and asham are always similar. So in what regard is a mincha like an asham, a minchas chatas is pasul? And a asham is also going to be pasul. So what is the nafkamina? So lechi'i dr. Rabbi Shimon. Well, you need that for the other Rabbi Shimon. The other Rabbi Shimon, that's not. The Rabbi Shimon says elsewhere. Right? Now this is getting into the Mishnah and Meseches Menachos. It's not. The Mishnah says. Rashi here mentions what we mentioned earlier. Rashi here quotes, the Dalet Avodos of a Mincha are parallel to the Dalet Avodos of a Behema. Rashi says, right across from where we are, Kemitza Kineged Shchita, Matan Kometz B'Klishareis, you put the Kometz into the Klishareis, Kineged Kabbalah Sadam, Holacha Kineged Holacha, Haktara Kineged Zrika. Right, Rashi says that right there, an underline Rashi, to parallel Zvachim and Menachos. So, with that background, the Mishnah says, Ditnan, Shelo b'klisharis, what if I never put the Kometz into a klisharis? Meaning, after the Kohen did the Kemitza, he just kept it in his hand, and walked with it to the Mizbeach, and was matir it on the Mizbeach. He never put it into the klisharis. So, machlokas tanoim. Ditznan. Shalob klisharis psula. The Tanakhama says, not in the klisharis is pasul. Rabbi Shimon machshir. And Rabbi Shimon is machshir. He says, no, even if it's not in the klisharis, it is still kosher. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon holds, the Kohen has a choice, right, to put it in or not. How do you know he has a choice? That's the kachatas ka'asham. Says the Gemara, "Vamar Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chiya Ma'itam Rabbi Shimon." Why does Rabbi Shimon say that even if you don't put the kometz into the klisharis and the coin walks with it, it is still okay? Amar Kra Kodesh Kadashem Hi Kachatas V'Kasham. Right, that's the pasuk. Bala obda biyad. If he, the Kohen, wants to do it in his hand, just take the komets in his hand to the mizbeach. That's fine. Obda biyamin kachatas. He keeps it in his right hand like a chata, just like the zrikas hadam of a chatas is done with the right hand of a Kohen. So to the kmitza of the mincha can be done with the right hand of a Kohen. In that way, a mincha could be like a chatas. And bikli, or the Bachi adds in, Bala Ovda Bekli, if the Kohen wants to do it in the Kli, Ovda Bismalka Asham. He puts the Kometz that's in his right hand, he pours it into the Kli Sharis, which is in his left hand, and then he takes that to the Mizbeach, and therefore, it could be like either one, and that's what Rabbi Shimon, that's what Rabbi Elazar would do with the Pasuk of Kachatas Kasham. He would use it to teach me the other din of Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. So what does Rabbi Shimon do now? Rabbi Shimon learned out two different things from the pasuk kachatas kasham. Right, he learned out the first brisa, which spoke about kachatas kasham. A minchas chote is like a chatas. A minchas adav is like an asham. And he also learns mincha. If you want to do it with your hands, biyad, it's like could be like a chatas. If you want to do it with a kli, it could be like an asham. So how could he learn two things from the same pasuk? So Rabbi Shimon, haikra mafik lelahachi, mafik lelahachi. How does he learn both? So Gemara answers, ikar kra l'kid Rav Yehuda b'reid Rav Chi Yehuda asa. Really, the second one is the ikar. Second one is the ikar makar for Rabbi Shimon. Uminchas chote de psula shalol l'shma taimach rinu. Really, it's a different makar. How do you know minchas chote is pasul? Chatas taima mai dechsiv bahi. Why, as we learned earlier, why is a chatas pasul he? It should have to be for itself. It's not for itself. It's psula. Minchas chote nami dechsiv bahi. Right. Minchas chote also it says he by, and that is really the makar for how do you know minchas chote is also psula. One more line. Ula rabbanan lamai hilchasa iskish asham lachatas. What about the rabbanan? Kachatas kaasham. So now we're asking, like Rashi said earlier, we don't have like Rabbi Eliezer. So, but we compare Chatas and Asham in some way. The Gemara sometimes says they're both Baal Chait. So what is the Hekish teaching me? Which halacha? We assume there's a halacha that Asham and Chatas are compared in regard to. Lo melacha, ma Chatas tu'una smicha, af Asham ta'un smicha. Just like Chatas requires smicha, so too Asham requires smicha. And that's what we saw in the Rambam a couple of days ago in Ilchas Maisa Karbanos, I think at the end of Perek Gimel, where the Rambam says, smicha, you always do vidui while you do smicha. And that's why you do smicha on the Asham, you smicha on the Chatas, you do vidui, like we have vidui by any type of Aveira, we have vidui on Yom Kippur, we have vidui by smicha of the Karbanos. We even do vidui, the Rambam said, on the Shlomim, that's Divrei Shevach, we say. Ola has a vidui also, right, the Avona says. But it's regarding that. The Achronim get into the problem here a little bit of Ein Hekesh L'Mechsa, right? If they hold of the Hekesh, so how could they limit it? Rabbi Elazar takes the Hekesh, you know, regarding many halachas. Rabbi Elazar says, it's shalol l'shma, and the dam that's nichnas lefnim, and he takes the Hekesh. The Rabbanan have a limit on it. Right? They just learned it regarding this halacha of smicha, but all the other ones not, maybe because there are psukim that limit it. Right? We have all these makoras that limit it, so even if you want to say in svara, you should expand the Hekesh, but if you have limudim that teach us otherwise, so then we don't. Important topic to discuss, which we haven't discussed yet, and that is, we just saw the Mishnah Maseches Menachos that there is a machlokes tanoim if I put the komets into a klisharis after I do the kmitza, does that, if I don't put it in, does that pasul or not? Everybody agrees though that it has to start off with a klisharis. The machlokes is once I do the komets from the Kli Sharis, do I have to put the Komets back into another Kli Sharis? But if it's not in a Kli Sharis, if I take the Karban Mincha from the bowl in my house, or I just grab a bunch of flour and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and I start off with that, then for sure it's possible. Every Mincha has to start off with a Kli Sharis. That's what Rashi notes, Rashi and Menachos, here on Daf Chav Vav and Aleph, where this comes up. Rashi says that Beferish. The only Machlokas is regarding the second stage, Rashi, there, where this Mishnah is, Chav Vav and Aleph and Menachos, Shalo b'kli sharis, Shalo kidesh komets b'kli sharis, de betchilas mincha vade lo pligi de baya kli, kedam rinam b'perek shdi alechem, Shalo as Rebbe zuminayin lo. Everybody agrees that it has to be in a kli sharis first. And the question is, why? A carbon animal, I could just say the words, this animal is hektish. And guess what? It's hektish. Even if I do nothing else. You don't need the knife. Even though we learned earlier, sakin moshchasan lamashahein, that's about that the sakin determines what it's used for, which type of carbon. Will it be a tamid? Will it not be a tamid? Kedushas aguf, kedushas damim. But everybody agrees that I can be makdish something with my mouth, kedushas peh. While mincha, it does not get its kedusha until it's in the kli sharis. And if a makdish flour, it does not get full kedusha. Why? What's the reason for the difference? So if you look in the Ravid, where's the Ravid? The Ravid in the beginning of Maseches Tamid. The Ravid in the beginning of Maseches Tamid asks this question. The Ravid says, Daf Chaf Hamabes in Maseches Tamid. That's the first daf in Tamid. Tamid starts on Chaf Hamabes, right at the end of Maseches Krisus. At the end of Maseches Me'ila. Krisus Me'ila. Then the Me'ila. So says the Ravid. Maishna, we find the line. Maishna, Behema, Miktores, Uminchas, Umenachos, Behema kishada mekadsha la alter habikdushas aguf by a person, right? When a person is makdish the animal and it's full kedusha, viktores umenachas lo having kedushas aguf ad makdishan bekli kidetz non bemenachas kisha kitcha bekli defsalim betful yom vekulei milsa kidetani bemeilo perakam adishvuis kamaisila. That's the kasha. What's the difference between a carbon? A fundamental question. What's the difference between a mincha and a behema? Yesh lomar, the Ravid says, Tahainu taima, de behema la alter kachi kluches aguf mishum de la alter roi la hakrava. Ve eno mechusser maisa rabba elashchita bilvad. Right now, it's ready to be offered. Nothing else needs to be done before you do the avodos. And therefore, it can get kedusha right away. It's not missing anything. Amakdash it, boom, it's ready to be shefted. Aval ktores mechuseres maisa rabba. Biktores, you have to do something before you could use it in its avoda. Kigon ketisha. Right? You have to crush it. You have to crush the ktores. Uminchas belila. And mincha, you have to mix it with the oil. Again, I might have said that that's part of the avoda. The answer is we just said no. The dalal avodos are, right, kemitza, and kabbalah bikli shares, and holacha, and haktara. So the Ravid says, belila is a pre-stage. And we're going to learn you don't even have to do belila, b'di'evet, right, the din of Rabbi Zeira, famous din of Rabbi Zeira. But he's, because l'charchila, he's supposed to do belila, it's called mechuser maisa. And because of mechuser maisa, cannot achieve a full kedusha. Omenchas belila, alkein lokashi kedusha zaguf bepeh, ela bikli shares dafka, v'yachakach, v'chulub. And he continues. That's the Ravid. Is it Mechusar Maisa yet or not? If you look in the Briska Rav formulates a difference, but doesn't really give a why. The Briska Rav, in one of the letters at the end of the Griz al Rambam, at the end of the Griz al Rambam, he has a few letters, doesn't say who they're written to, for different things. Some of them were written to Rav Soloveitchik, his nephew. Some of them were written to Rav Yechezkel Abramsky. I heard this one was written to Rav Yechezkel Abramsky, but again, no names are listed. Yutesivan Tuf Reis Tzadi Gimel, right, 1933. Says the, so he quotes the Ravid in the beginning of Tamid, that he quotes a little deeper. Elavada Eina Davar Tali Bazem Tsuchenein Klisharisim Lav. Ela Be'ikr Dinon Chalukinein Zemizeh. They're fundamentally different. And again, it's a descriptive. An animal achieves its kedushas haguf through the hakdasha of peh. Obe menachos obeshar dvarim akrevim ein kedushas peh shalem rak toras kedushas damim bilvad. But by a mincha or other like items, it could only imbue it with kedushas damim through the mouth. V'rak aydei klishares miskadshin kedushas haguf midin kolanogea bohem yikdash. It's different types of kedushas haguf. Kedushas haguf through the mouth, kedushas haguf through a kli sharis. It doesn't explain why. But this is classic of Briska Rav, the description, getting to the mahus, the nucleus of the sugya, explaining and describing the difference. The Ravid gave us a why for the difference, because you still have to do something. The Griz here is explaining. Veluiz de Mestafina, he says they're different, and they're learned that from two different psukim in the Torah. As he continues, maybe we'll get back to the psukim. But just one other marker I wanted to mention. Again, the Briska Rav describes it, the Ravid explains why, but there's one more. Rav Meir Simcha. The Meshech Chachma in Chidush Rav Meir Simcha Lashas. Not such as used a Yusefer, besides the Meshech Chachma and the Ar Sameach. But if you look in the back of the Ar Sameach, Alashas, he has a few tshuvas and ha'aros Ha'aros v'ha'aros. Ha'aros with an aleph and ha'aros with an ayin. He has ha'aros v'ha'aros there in Simon Membeis. This is what he wrote to his son-in-law, Rabbi Avraham. Where we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. We mentioned the Zera Avraham. Menachem Zemba's letters with Avraham Loftier. And Avraham Loftier was the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma. He was Nifter before. I think he was Nifter young. So he wrote, Yom Erev Shabbos Kodesh Tzom Ha'asiri. He wrote this on the Sar B'Teves. Shalom Obracha Nifrit Sarachava Gdusha LaRosh Chatri Machmadi Chavivi Harab Mefursam Lemiska Vishmo Harab Avraham Sheyichya. Okay. Anyway, so he asked this kasha. He asked this kasha. What's the difference? A lot like the Zera Avraham is a lot of kachim. So here too. So he quotes from the Ravid. What's the difference? He says Lo Reisi Befir Shariva LeMaseches Tamid. He didn't have a Ravid, but we had one. Amnam Nira, but he says this is the Svara. Da Achlo Kitshu Bekli Chaser Hatziruf. The boy shir isaron lemincha unisachim ubiktores pras kizayis the bekulu hakli ose hatziruf aval behema va'oth the nefesh have kadosh kedushas haguf uboy mum liftoso bebehema va'oth la barpidyon have says the Meshech Chachma. An animal is inherently one item. It's a unit. It's an animal. It's alive. And a bird is one unit. What makes all these granules of flour one unit? They're all pieces of grains of flour. What makes the spices one unit? That I'm holding them. That's not mitzarif them. That's why it can't be kadosh automatically when I say it. Because it's not connected yet as an item. Once it's in a holy kli, so that's mitzarif them. Right? A kli sharis is mitzarif them. And that's why. That's why. That's not just descriptive. That's explaining why. Is it because it cannot be mitzuref until it's in a kli, and a kli until something is the item itself, so it can't be kadosh b'kdushas haguf. So it's the Brisker Rav, the Ravid, and the Meshech Chachma. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Two dots. Yosef ben Choni Omer. So now we're getting to the next shita in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef ben Choni. Remember Yosef ben Choni said, back on that base, if you shechted things, l'shem, karbanos, l'shem, pesach, l'shem, chatas are also pasul. Not only is pesach and chatas pasul shlo l'shma, if you have other karbanos, l'shem pesach and l'shem chatas, that's also pasul. And what's the svara for that? So the lumdus is somehow that when I have a machshava for a karban, that machshava somehow is nitfas in the karban. And therefore, this is like a chatos. If I think chatos, it's like a chatos, and a chatos shalishma is no good. And if I think Pesach, this is like a Pesach, and therefore, but it's not really a Pesach. So somehow, Yosef ben Choni seemed to hold that if I think something, that somehow is retained, the status is retained in the item, and therefore it is possible. So Amar Yochanan, Yosef ben Choni, Rabbi Eliezer, Amru Davar Echad, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yosef ben Choni here, and Rabbi Eliezer say the same thing. Rabba Omar ba'achirim l'shem chatas pligi. Rabba says no. The machlokas is there's a difference between them l'shem chatas. Meaning we're about to see that Rabbi Eliezer is going to say it about l'shem pesach. The question is, do you also say it l'shem chatas? So Rabbi Yochanan is going to say hu adin, it's the same thing. And Rabba says no, it's not the same thing. Where is the discussion? The following: Tanya haPesach sha'aver shnaso v'shachto bizmano l'shmo. A Pesach that got too old. The current Pesach has to be very young, first year. So a Pesach that got too old. V'shachto bizmano l'shmo, and it's shechted bizmano l'shmo. Meaning it's too old. So if it's too old, so therefore, what is it? It's a shlamim. So it's a shlamim l'shem Pesach. That's shachto bizmano lishmo. A shlamim l'shem pesach, v'chein ha-shochet ha-cheirim l'shem pesach bizmano, or any other carbon l'shem pesach. Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Yeshua machshir, that's the brisa. So Rabbi Eliezer seems to say the same kind of thing, right? If you do something, a shlamim l'shem pesach, it's nifsal. Rabbi Yeshua, but now here's the discussion, here's the conversation between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer in this brisa. Rabbi Yeshua, im b'shayim os hashana, she'eno kasher lishmo, acherim kshirim lishmo, one second, on other days of the year, she'eno kasher lishmo, that it's not kasher if you do it l'shem pesach, acherim kshirim lishmo, but others lishmo is kasher. Let's say you do a shlamim l'shem pesach, not on Erev Pesach, it is kasher lishmo. It's only pasul bizmano. So bizmano shu kasher lishmo. So bizmano that a pesach is kasher lishmo ain't no din shiachshur acherim lishmo. So surely others l'shem pesach should be kasher. Lishma is more kasher on the erev Pesach. So Rabbi Yeshua argues under Rabbi Eliezer. Amar lo Rebbe Eliezer, ochilaf advarim. Well, he says, no, maybe just the opposite. Uma im bishar yemos hashana, she'eino kosher lishmo, kosher hu l'shem achirim. If on other days of the year, it's not kosher lishmo as a Pesach, kosher l'shem achirim, but it's kosher if you have other karbanos in mind. Bizmano shehu kosher l'shmo, eino din sheyuchshar l'shem achirim. So surely, bizmano, where it's kosher if you did the Pesach l'shmo, so surely, sheyuchshar l'shem achirim. Surely it should be kosher l'shem achirim, v'yuchshar Pesach barbas, or shlo l'shmo. But nobody's going to say that. Nobody's going to say that a Pesach shlo l'shmo is kosher l'shem karban. So, says Rebbe Eliezer, if you're using that logic, and you keep going, so then for sure you would come up to a maskana that wouldn't work. So, v'kacha ta'omer, therefore, this is rather the type of logic that you have to use. This is still Rebbe Eliezer talking. Mali hukshiru acherim b'shar yemos hashana lishmo. What by other karbanos on other days of the year lishmo are kosher. Shekein hu kosher l'shem acherim. Because why? It would be kosher a karban Pesach l'shem achirim at that time. So too, the yichshiru achirim bizmano l'shmo, shekeinu pasul l'shem achirim. Meaning, the svar of Rebbe Eliezer is, if Pesach is pasul l'shem achirim, then others should be pasul l'shem Pesach. Right? You should go say the opposite. If Pesach is pasul on Erev Pesach l'shem achirim, then others should be pasul l'shem Pesach. That's Rebbe Eliezer's svara to explain here why you would say other karbanos l'shem Pesach would also be pasul. And Rabbi Yochanan, how we started off this whole discussion, Rabbi Yochanan would say the same thing l'shem chatos, the same svara. Just like other chatos l'shem other karbanos are pasul, other karbanos l'shem chatos are pasul. That's why Rabbi Yochanan started off our discussion by saying Yosef and Choni and Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing, because the same svara would apply. But we continue the conversation. This is all one big Tosefta. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, meaning in the other Shita of Rabbah, is going to be Medayik from a different line of the conversation. Amar Rabbi lo Rabbi Yoshua, im kain, if you say this, horata koach ha-pesach v'nasata koach b'shlamim, then basically you're saying shlamim is even more chamor, because on other days of the year, Pesach l'shem shlamim is kosher. And on Erev Pesach, right, meaning at other days of the year where it's the time for a shlamim, then Pesach l'shem shlamim is kosher. And on Erev Pesach, which is the zman of the Pesach, shlamim l'shem Pesach is pasul. So shlamim is more chomer in a sense. How could you say that? Right? It's clear from the context that Pesach was always more chomer than shlamim. So, chazer Rebbe Elazar v'dano din acher. So Rebbe Elazar says, okay, I have a different makar. Again, what's Rebbe Elazar trying to prove? Other karbanos l'shem Pesach are also pasul. Not just Pesach l'shem other karbanos are pasul. Other karbanos l'shem Pesach are also pasul. So let's have another makar. V'dano din acher. Matzinu moser Pesach b'shlamim v'ein moser shlamim b'pesach. Right? Leftover karban Pesach turns into a shlamim. Leftover shlamim doesn't turn into a karban Pesach. Uma, so if that's true. So uma Pesach shem mosaro b'shlamim. If Pesach could easily turn into a shlamim, and yet, shachto bizmano shem shlamim pasul, if Pesach could easily slide into shlamim, and yet, if you shecht it l'shem shlamim, it's pasul. So shlamim she'ein mosar on ba'pesach. So shlamim which cannot easily slide into Pesach, im shachlan l'shem Pesach bezbanu edin shibsulim. Surely they should be pasul. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer's svara is. Pesach can easily turn into shlamim, and yet Pesach l'shem shlamim is pasul. So shlamim which cannot easily turn into Pesach, so surely shlamim l'shem Pesach should be pasul. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua answers back, no. Matzinu, that's, I'll give you another svara, which goes in the opposite direction. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, matzinu moser chatas ba'ola. We know sometimes a chatas could slide into ola. What do you mean, chatas slides into ola? Remember, didn't we say five chatos that have to die? So Rashi quotes two possibilities where a chatas could turn into an ola. What if you're mafrish money for a chatas, and it didn't cost that much? So you have some money left over. So you use that leftover money for an ola. Or if you are mafish two chatos, just in case one of them gets lost, to begin with. So we learn those, the extra is chatos. So chatos could turn into an ola, the moser. The ain moser ola bachatos. And yet a moser ola could ever turn into a chatos. And yet, uma chatos shemosara ba'ola. Shachlo shem ola psula. If chatos could turn into an ola. And yet, it's shechtel l'shem ola is pasul, ola she'en moser abachatas, ola which can never turn into a chatas, shechtel l'shem chatas ain't odin she'e psula. It surely should also be pasul, and we know that's not true. And we know an ola l'shem chatas is not true. So that's the line that Rabbah is medayikin. That it's only regarding l'shem Pesach does it passel by other karbanos? But l'shem chadas, it doesn't passel other karbanos. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbah are each medayik from a different line in this Tosefta to prove whether Yosef ben Choni in our Mishnah, who says, if you shecht any karban, l'shem pesach, l'shem chadas is passel, does Rabbi Eliezer in this Mishnah hold of the same shita or not? Or does he only have it by Pesach and not by Chatas? They're medayik in different lines. Good. The Amar lo Rabbi Elezer, just finishing up the Brisa, finishing up the Tosefta, lo Amarta b'chatas, don't compare Chatas and Ola and Pesach and Shlamim. Lo Amarta b'chatas, shekein k'shera l'shma kol lashana kula. Chatas is kosher always, the whole l'shma. Torah b'pesach, she'enu kosher l'shma, ela b'zmano. Pesach l'shma is not good for a Pesach except today. You see, Pesach is more chomer, so it's not an exact parallel. Okay, that's the discussion of Yosef ben Choni, the sheet in the Mishnah that says, if you shecht other karbanos, l'shem Pesach u'v'chatas, it's also pasul. Next, Shimon Achi Azariah Omer. Remember the brother that supported the other one, Sachar and Zvulun, we discussed on Dav Beis, v'chulu. And what did they say? What did the brother say? Let's just read it again. Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, if you go up in Kedusha, if you shecht a carbon l'shem gavoa mizeh, then it's kosher. L'shem namoch, it's pasul. Right? If you go up, better kavana is pasul, and lower kavana is a higher kavana, a carbon with higher kedusha is kosher, lower kedusha is pasul. So, Rav Ashi, Masi, Mishpeh, Rav Yochanan, Rav Acha, Rav Masi, Mishpeh, Rav Yanai. My time of the Shimon, Achi Azariah, what's his source, Dal Makra, V'lo yechalalu es kachei b'nei Yisrael, Eis asher yarimu l'ashem. Domi mechalel, Eis asher yarimu l'ashem. Bimura mehen, ein mischalalin. So this pasuk says, lo yechalalu and yarimu. It's not mechalel going up. So we darshan. If b'mur mehem, if you have kavana for a higher level kedusha karban, ein mischalalin, b'namuch mehen mischalalin. But if you have kavana for a lower one, it's mischalal. Says the Gemara v'hai l'hach yudah asa. Is that what this pasuk teaches me? Hai mi bar le'le kedush Shmuel. No, Shmuel uses this pasuk for a different halacha. To Amar Shmuel, minayin lo'ochel etz tevel shu b'misa. How do you know? Misa b'dei shamayim, for somebody who eats tevel, untithed produce, sh'ne'amar, v'lo yechalu es kachei b'nei Yisrael, eis asher yarimu l'ashem. Yarimu is in future. Ba'asidim litro makazim adaber. An item that you will be taking things off of. That's tevel. You'll be taking off chumas and maestras. So this pasuk teaches me your chayim misa for tevel. So you can't use it for this halacha. So Gemara says, "Imkain lichtov krash er hurmu maya she yarimu shvamina tarti." Okay, you learn both of them from this. The fact that it is in the future. Boy, Rabbi Zera, ksherin ve'ein maratzin. So Rabbi Zera wonders when it is kosher if you do it l'shem a higher karbon. What does that mean, kosher? Ksherin ve'ein maratzin doesn't mean that it's kosher, but it still does not count for the owner. V'chi palig b'chada palig, and the only machlokes then is just on the namuch, meaning the Tanakama holds namuch mehem is also kosher ve'ein maratzin, and this sheet of Shimon Achi Azariah says it's pasul. Odim ksherin maratzin. What do we say that if you have a higher level karbon, it's kosher and it counts for the owner? Ubitarti pligi, and then he's arguing on both. Meaning the Tanakama holds that if it's l'shem another karban, it's kasher umaratzeh. And this shita says no. Some are kasher. No, the Tanakama says kasher ve'in umaratzeh. And this shita says either it's kasher umaratzeh or it's pasul. Meaning he argues in both categories. So Amar Abaye, Vitei Mer Bezrika, Tashma. I'll bring you a proof. Habachar v'hamayser sheshachton l'shem shlamim ksherim. Or what's an example? Right, the example that he gives. Bachar and ma'aser l'shem shlamim. That's going up. Kosher. Shlomim sheshach l'shem b'chor l'shem ma'aser psulin. If you go down, it's pasul. V'isal gadad l'ksherin maratzin. And if you may think it means kosher umaratzin, if it goes up, b'chor b'ritzuhu, do you have a chiv to bring a b'chor? No, it's just kedushas hakarbon. You're not really doing anything. By the taz that we always like to mention. You don't make a bracha on b'chor behemet tahora because you're not really doing anything. It's born kadosh and you're giving it to the kohen. It's not that, and what happened if it gets lost? You're done. You don't have to do anything. So there's no ritzui that is being fulfilled by a bachar. So why would the Mishnah use this lashon? So it must be that it is not maratzeh. So Gemara says, Ela, Ksherim ve'emaratzin. What? So it's the other way? Ksherim ve'emaratzin? Umi de seifa, Ksherim ve'emaratzin, so reishanami, Ksherim ve'emaratzin. So if the seifa is Ksherim ve'emaratzin, so the reisha also, where it goes up, it says Ksherim, b'char ve'meiser. So there it also uses the maratzin. So you're going to say, that's Ksherim ve'emaratzin? So midi arya, hagadisa v'hagadisa. You can say each one fulfills all that it needs to fulfill. You don't have to say that the maratz is dafka going on the bechor. Whatever needs ritzui has ritzui. Whatever doesn't need ritzui, doesn't have ritzui. So there's no raya. Vela mai kamash malan. So what's the chiddush then? Gavoa v'namach kamash malan tanina. But so what's the chiddush of that line about shlamim and bechor and meiser? Just examples of going up and down. But you have that in the previous line of the Mishnah. Tanina keitzad kachi kachem l'shashach l'shem kachem kalam v'chulu. What do you need two examples for in the Mishnah? Answer, Mao de tema kachi kachim bekachim kalim hu tiika gavoa v'namuch. If you are the two major categories of karbanos, maybe that's what his shita is. But within each of those categories, aval kalim v'kalim lo. So maybe within those categories, they wouldn't say a shita. That's not as much of a jump. So where it says, Hanami tanina. We also learned that already in a Mishnah later on, at the beginning of Tamid Nishchat. Daf Peites. Shlamim kodem es ha-bachar. If you have two animals to bring, you bring a shlamim before the bachar. Bipdei shein tunim matan arba v'smicha v'desachem and tunim v'schazi v'shok. Shlamim is more kadosh than bachar because it has all of these avodos. Right? It's matan arba. Right? You have to put the dam on all four corners, and smicha, and nesachim, and waving. So Mar says, ha-yikr, ha-hi-ag, agrara nasva. This is the ikr. This is the ikr source for teaching me that even within kachay kalam, there's a hierarchy, and there is just broad derech agav. Big discussion in the achronim. The achronim, the Tzvasemes here discusses. So what about within kachay kachim? What about Chatos and Asham and Ola and Chatos? Right? Are there dargas there too? Once he gives the examples within Kachay Kalam, do you say it within Kachay Kachim also? Do you say it within Chatos? Right? So the Sfasemish and the Karanor here ask all those questions. How do you understand that? Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. Again, this is an amazing Lumdish Mishnah. We'll have to see how far we could get within the next 5 minutes. HaPesach Sheshachtu Shachris Bar Bosar. So what did the first Mishnah say? If I shech the carbon Pesach in its proper time, shelo lishmo, then it's pasal. What does the proper time of the Pesach mean? So we know the current Pesach is shechted, erev Pesach after chatzos. What happens in the morning? So the morning, you're not allowed to shecht it. But is that already the time for the carbon Pesach? So this is the classic example. We've discussed this often, but here is the context of Zvachim Yud Aleph. You can't bring the carbon Pesach until the afternoon. But does it get the status of a carbon Pesach already in the morning? And this is one of those examples that you might have the idea of a chefza shel mitzvah even before you could be mekayim the mitzvah. It might be called a lulav when sukkah starts, even though you can't do netilas lulav until the morning. So this is a machlokas tanoim. HaPesach sheshachtu shachris arba asar shelo lishmo. What if you shech the carbon Pesach in the morning before chatzos? Rabbi Yeshua machshir kilo nishka b'shlosha asar. Rabbi Yeshua says, it's like yesterday. It's not the time yet. So it's kosher. Ben Besera posel, kilo nishcha bein harabayim. Ben Besera says, no, it's as if you shechted a bein harabayim. Right, you can't lechadchila shecht it. What happened if you shechted a karan Pesach lishma according to Ben Besera in the morning? Right, is he saying that you can shecht it lishma by saying shalom lishma would pasal? Is he saying lishma would work? So we'll see. Amr Shimon ben Azai, mekubalani. So two Reb Shimon, Reb Ben Beseira is also Shimon Ben Beseira. So Shimon Ben Azai says, "Mikol Anim Pishimim Shnayim Zaken." I have a Mesorah from the 72 Zakenim. We'll see that lashon in the Gemara. The Yom Shoshiva, Reb Elazar Ben Yeshiva, the day that they made Reb Elazar Ben Azariah, right? The Rosh Yeshiva. Remember the Gemara Brachos. I have a Mesorah. Shekal Azvachim. This is another Shita. Shekal Azvachim Haneechalin Shneiz Bechush Lalishman Ksheirin Elish Lo Olabaylam L'Shem Mishum Chova. Just like the Tanakhama, but he has in the word ne'echalin. All karbanos that are eaten, that are shechted shelo lishmo, are kosher and they don't count l'shem chova. Chutz ben ha-pesach ben achatas. What's the difference between this shita and the first shita? V'lohosev ben azay elah ha'ola. The difference is ola, because here he says karbanos ha-ne'echalin. Ola is not ne'echal. So this shita of Shimon ben Azai adds in that ola also shelo lishmo is pasal. V'lohosev de lo chachamim, and the chachamim do not agree. Erev Pesach itself is a big topic. The status of Erev Pesach. It comes up, we know, in the Torah it has its own status. The Torah calls Erev Pesach Pesach, right? The 7-day holiday is called Chag HaMatzos. The day of Pesach, the Erev Pesach is the day of the Korban Pesach. So it has its own unique status. We know there's an Isser Malacha, you know, during the time of the Pesach. What about the morning? That's the Mishnah in Makam Shinagu, Dafnun in Psachim. What about the Minag of not doing Malacha even the morning of the Korban Pesach? Maybe that relates to our sugya. Maybe the Korban Pesach itself gives the whole day a certain status, which would relate to an Isser Malacha. The Rambam has a fascinating Lashon. Again, we don't have time to go through the whole sugya. But the Rambam has a Lashon in Hilchos Yontif. Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Ches. The Rambam says, Lefichach, Yom Arba Asar Benisan, Asar Basiyas Malacha, Midivrei Sofrim, Kimo Cholo Shel Moed. The Rambam compares Erev Pesach to Cholo Moed. Vehu kal micholo shamoid, but it's more kal. But he makes the comparison. It's like halamoid, but it's more kal than halamoid. Ve'eno aser ela machatzi yom b'lamala shuz manashchita. Avol me'anesacham arachatzi ayom tali b'minag. As we know, makom shdagol asos osin, makom shdagol lo asos ein osin. The Rambam is this Rambam. You don't need a proof to this, but this halach in the Rambam is another proof that the Mishnah Torah is not just a sefer of halacha; it's a sefer of lamdas. Right, the Rambam could have just told us what the halacha is, but the Rambam says it's like halamoid, but not really like halamoid. What is he telling us that for? He's telling us something conceptual. He's telling us that he wants you to understand this the day of Erev Pesach is unique. Right, it comes up even a minor halacha, but it might be a minor halacha that reflects something major. Right, it happened this year and happens next year also. If Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, do you say Vihi Noam? Right, the Motzei Shabbos before. That's a discussion in the poskim. Because what's the rule? You don't say Vinoam if there's an Isser Malacha, if there's a Yontif that week. So, Erev Pesach, is that called a Yontif? There are differences in Halacha about Avelus. When does Avelus stop if the last day of, if Erev Pesach is going to break and Erev Sukkos? There might be differences in Halacha between Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkos. The Vilna Gaon on Shulchan Aruch discusses, because Erev Pesach itself is a Yontif, somewhat. But again, this is part of the issue here in Ben Becerra and the other Tanam and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. I guess we'll start with the Gemara, Baruch Hashem, on tomorrow's daf again. But there's a lot of meat in these dafim.